Marry me, and welcome to the Witchy Spellcast. This is Kara and Saya here to add a little bit more magic into your everyday life. Remember, if you like this podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Maybe even give us a 5-star review, or drop a comment to let others know what you like about the podcast. Let's make some magic. Welcome back to the Witchy Spellcast. This week we are continuing our Earth Element series, or starting it, however you want to think of it. This is the first official episode of the Earth Elemental series. Unfortunately, Rowan couldn't join us today, so it's just me and Saya.
Mm-hmm. It is just the two of us, and that's all right. This week, we're going to talk about what I would consider one of the most predominant, or, you know, the most Earth thing you could do. Which is grounding, or earthing, whatever you'd like to call that, which is a good way to, like, kind of center yourself, or, you know, if you're having, like, a stressful moment or an anxiety attack, it's a good way to kind of just regain control of everything and just center and kind of calm down. That's what I use it for.
Yeah, or just kind of, like, getting yourself back into a balance as well. And that's kind of really what we were talking about with all of the elements is finding a balance, and
yeah.
Grounding really helps you find that balance.
Yeah. I can recall the first time I grounded, which, if you're new here, grounding is basically just kind of walking outside with bare feet. Laying in the grass or laying on the ground, any kind of physical connection to the earth.
There's tons of different ways to ground too.
Yeah. The first time I grounded, I was barefoot in the grass, and this was like way back when I started my spiritual journey. I was actually still living with my dad. And I was like standing in our yard in like the thick grass in the middle of the woods. And I could like feel my heartbeat going into the ground, and like in that moment I felt both very, very small and huge. Like I felt like I was everything and nothing at the same time, and like everything was me and I was everything. It was like this huge, very calming, connected moment where, you know, everything just kind of made sense. And
yeah,
that's really what I strive for every time I do any kind of earth or ground work.
Yeah. And what's nice about it is that it's not just like laying in the grass or touching mm-hmm. the earth to mm-hmm. ground. There's tons of different ways to do it. And most people don't really think that they might be in the process of grounding doing these things. So of course, like that main one is, you know, like let's plant our skin to the earth and feel the energy of the earth, let it embody us, let us feel the vibrations of the earth vibrate with us. Let's try to put our vibrations together and make it mm-hmm. in time. But you can also do something similar with water, because water is of the earth as well. Mm-hmm. And you can definitely ground using a flowing body of water. The summer prior, my husband and I went down to the creek, and it's a running water. I sat on one of the rocks with my feet in the water and just kind of laid back on it. Mm. And it was the best grounding feeling ever. He like went through and like just kind of like poured water on me too. Like it was a really nice experience that the two of us had.
Yeah.
You can also ground by taking care of your plants, like having plants around you and like gardening or like tending to your plants. That's a great way to ground.
Yeah. I think anything that kind of has to do with nature or being in nature or involved with nature is a great way to ground. You can also ground, and I know Rowan does this, with stones.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Like palm stones or worry stones are a good way to ground. But again, that comes from earth and comes from nature. Yeah. So like it's all very intertwined.
Yeah, it really is. And then animals as well. So mm-hmm. like just being like, oh my gosh, we have like a whole family of deer that are bedding in our backyard. Mm-hmm. So I can just like literally sit out on my back porch and watch them. And that is so grounding. Or like curling up with your animals that you have, like your pets, and like taking the time to like pet them and like feel their heartbeat and their energy and kind of like being in tune with them. That's a great grounding and like just an emotional connection thing as well.
And I actually read somewhere that cats are really good for that, like because they absorb the energy that you're giving them and like kind of give it back. I'm not sure if I read that correctly, but it has something to do with the transference of energy in cats.
Yeah, because I have two cats, you know, like, and you do too. Like, whenever you're petting one of them, it just feels like they're soaking up all that negativity that you've been, like, holding on to. And afterwards, you just feel so much better. And then they just kind of, like, shake and go about their business.
Well, what I feel when... This is so... It's going to sound so cheesy. But it's what I imagine, like, having a baby is like. It's just pure, unconditional love from my cats, like when I'm loving on them and they're just like into it, like purring and, you know, nuzzling and stuff. It's just unconditional, and like in that moment, like nothing matters because everything is right in the world, because, you know, I'm releasing all of this and they're just giving back positivity, which seems silly to say out loud, but
no, it's not. It's how you feel, and it's real. I mean, like, I think people take those kind of things for granted throughout their day, and they don't realize like how much of a spiritual connection that could be. And you are right when it comes to like being like with your child. Like, if I'm cuddling with the baby, it is such like I'll like not do anything else. Like, I'll just hold him instead of putting him down to like sleep. Like, he'll fall asleep on my chest and I'll just hold him, because like feeling his like breath and his heartbeat and like the warmth of him, like, it's just, I don't, like, it's really hard to explain that feeling.
It's a connection beyond anything. That's all that is. It's just, that's a mind, body, spirit connection that I don't think I'll ever experience, because I don't want children. As much as I love children, it's just not for me. But that is definitely what that is. That's like being connected to God.
Like, it's also, well, and holding your own child, it's a whole, you know, it's a connection to yourself, and like you, especially like a newborn, like still having like infant, like you spent so much time like carrying them and growing them and giving them your energy. So they have a lot of their energy is your energy, because you've given that to them. And it's just so magical. It's so beautiful. I love being a mom. I really do. It's like the best thing I've ever done.
That's awesome. It definitely suits you. That's for sure.
It's rough sometimes, but
yeah, that's with anything, I would think. But as long as you're doing your best and your child is cared for, you're a good mom in my eyes. So.
Oh yeah, he's not dead.
Oh my God. I mean, yeah, he's not dead, but. Good luck. Neither am I, but am I doing that well?
Well, he's currently cuddling with his daddy, and they are napping. After we did a grounding exercise of our own, we did a family grounding exercise today.
Oh, that's fun.
Before we recorded, I finally got him a new stroller that isn't ginormous and bulky and annoying. So I got a new stroller. I put it together while my husband was bathing him, because he got food all over himself while he was eating, because he's eating solids and he's like putting his hands in it and everything. But we went for, it's finally over 65 degrees outside.
Nice.
So we strapped him up into the stroller and the three of us went for a walk, and we would stop so he could see all the animals, because the path that we walk up on our hill, we see there's chickens, a horse that'll come right up to us and let us pet her. There's a bunch of cows, there's like the trees and a bunch of different plants, and at one point it's literally just like farm on one side, trees on the other, and you can see the mountains off into the distance. It's the best. I love our walking space, like I really do. So we went on a really nice, like, family walk and just kind of enjoyed the wind and, like looked at the animals, pet the horse, and, like, really just took that time to be in nature and ground ourselves, which was wonderful.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
I love that feeling.
It really is. And then when we got back, I took my shoes off and actually did, like, a skin-to-earth contact ground in my front yard, which is where I usually do it anyways.
I always, like, make the joke, like, because, you know, I take pictures for, like, conventions and stuff in my backyard, so I, like, make the jokes, like, if you see me being weird in my yard, just mind your business.
Oh, yeah, for
real. That's got to be the disclaimer you give to, like, your grandma. Just mind your business.
Oh, nobody would have anything weird. Right? Nobody would have thought anything of it. Because if someone would have looked outside when I was grounding, they would have just seen me putting the stroller back. Like, closing up the stroller. Because that's when I was doing it. Like, as soon as my husband went inside with the baby, I took my shoes off. And I started closing up the stroller. And I just kind of, while I was doing that, I took the time to, like, feel, like, the energy of the earth and everything. It was great. I haven't been able to do that in so long.
Yeah. For real, especially where you are with how cold it is and all the snow. Makes me think about, like, how much time I spend inside. And even when I'm outside, like, I'm wearing shoes. Like, I'm not actually connecting to earth. I'm connecting to my shoes. And like, the thing is, like, most shoes have rubber soles and rubber's not conductive.
Yeah, it's not, like, conductive people for energy.
But people, you know, you as a human have electricity and protons and all that jazz and all that sciencey stuff that says, like, when you connect to the earth, positive things happen when your skin touches the ground because electricity exists in both you and the ground. And, like, it's actual science backing this magic.
That reminds me. There's a documentary on Netflix. I cannot remember what it's called, but it's Zac Efron's Have you seen it?
Yes.
So
that guy makes him get out of the car in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
Right now. And I'm just like, I love this man.
Yeah, right? Like, that was the best. Like, if I really wish I remembered what it was called. Do you remember what that documentary is called? It's like a show on Netflix. I can't remember. It's the one with Zac Efron. You could probably just type in Zac Efron. I'll look it up and put it in the show notes.
Yes. That's a really good episode specifically because...
It really is.
Like, well, here's the thing. I had, like, I always thought of Zac Efron, like, because this is going to be telling of my age, but, like, High School Musical. Kind of a jock, kind of dumb, whatever. And I think he, as a person, is trying to grow out of that mold. And that episode specifically, because he's, like, on a spiritual journey. Like, he's really trying to make himself better and understand the world. And, like, he is really obviously uncomfortable with the idea of, like, telling this taxi driver to pull over so we can take our shoes off and walk in the grass. And then he, like, straight up ends up frolicking. It is the cutest thing ever. It's so freaking cute.
It's also the best show. And his co-host or his... travel partner, whoever he is, like, he has the best explanation of grounding. Like when he's talking about it, and he, like, takes his shoes off and he just kind of, like, digs his feet into the earth and, like, puts his hands on the earth and just enjoys it. And, like, that was like such a connecting moment for me and why I love the show so much. Like, I love that kind of, like, spiritual journey kind of thing, and it was beautiful that was in that. And it is a really great episode. Like,
The show is actually called Down to Earth. So that's an ironic and very appropriate at the same time title.
I think the episode we're talking about was episode 2.
I don't know. Hang on one second.
Hold on.
Where they go to France? Because that's the water episode.
Because
they're drinking water. The first one's Iceland, and then, you know what, I'm just going to look it up really quick, Zach.
I'm looking at the episode guide. Let's see here.
Zac Efron Down to Earth grounding scene.
I want to say it's in episode 2, because that sounds right. Because I didn't get very far into...
I didn't either. Like, I picked and choosed what episodes I watched, just because it wasn't like you have to watch it in order kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think, like, it was the second one.
Yeah, I think it was France.
They drove to France or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, changing time zones and being in a car for X amount of hours, like, the spiritual guide was just like, meh, pull over.
Yeah.
We need the ground.
Yeah, I definitely think it was episode 2, towards the beginning of it, too, because it wasn't, like, very far into the episode.
Yeah, which also, side note, this show is really educational. Highly recommend.
Oh, very, very educational. The Iceland episode was amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The France episode was amazing. So it was,
we actually stopped drinking the water that comes from our refrigerator and from our spout here because we, like, tested it. Like, there's a website you can go to, put in your zip code and see how many, like, quote-unquote toxins there are in your water. And ours was in, like, almost the triple digits. We got one of those, like, how doctor's offices have, like, the 5-gallon... water coolers.
We have one.
We got one of those, and I have one too. Back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Best $15 I've spent. It's $15 a month for pure, clean, cold water. So.
Yep. We do that too. We have a water cooler. We've had that water cooler since my dad actually brought it home from work when we were in, I want to say, Kentucky. So we've had that water cooler since I was in middle school, I'm pretty sure. Wow. It's still kicking. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
And we've always used it. You remember, like, any time that you're at my house, like, I'm like, you want water? And I'll give you a cup of water from the water cooler. Like,
oh, that's right. I just don't think I've ever physically seen it.
I guess in the dining room.
Yes. Okay. Now I know where it is. Anyway.
Yeah.
You
don't really think about it when you see it. You just kind of, like, look over it. Like, nobody really, like, thinks about it.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good point. Another really cool thing to do is if you ever get the chance and you're in the southern part of your state, there's a cavern system. In this cavern system is a spring, and it's actually, like, quote unquote good luck to drink from, like, the stalactite spring. And my fiance and I did this once for our anniversary, and it was really fun. And so you're, like, walking into this cave, this huge, like, ancient, you know, there's running water all over. It's very cool. And then, like, they stop and the tour guide's like, okay, stop here. And then suddenly it goes pitch black. And she's like, you are now experiencing total darkness. And I'm like, this is freaking cool. This is so cool.
It's crazy. I've had similar experience when we lived in Texas. We went to Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico, which is, like, one of the largest cave systems in America.
Yeah.
It is freaking crazy gorgeous. I don't even know if I still have the pictures from it. I'm sure we have them somewhere. This was pre digital phones. So we went to the King's Chamber. It's what it's called, and it looks like a palace in there. It literally looks like a throne room, and they have sit down on these benches, and they turn off the lights so you can experience total darkness.
It is the coolest thing ever.
It is, and it's the best place to ground.
Yeah, because you, like, are just totally surrounded.
Surrounded by Earth. Like, you are underground, like, God knows how many feet underground. I don't even want to think about it, because you had to take an elevator back up.
I don't want to think about how far into the ground we were, but it was very cool.
Yeah, the benches that they had us set on was made from the rock of the cavern. And your feet are planted on there, and you're sitting on this, and it's pitch black, and you can hear the water dripping, and the bats moving, and, like, just pure, like, energy. Like, yes, it's completely dark. You can't see anything, but after a while, as you're sitting there, like, thinking and feeling that energy, you start to see the energy.
Yeah. Like, it definitely, when I experienced total darkness, and we experienced it for, I think, 3 or 4 minutes before, like, your eyes start to, like, fuck up. I think that's, like, 6 minutes when your eyes start to, like, permanently adjust. We experienced it for, like, 3 or 4 minutes. And what I experienced is kind of like heat waves, but kind of like if a heat wave looked like an oil slick in color. That's kind of what I experience when I see the energy from that kind of stuff. But, like, if you really want to ground yourself, go to a cave. If your state has, like, local caverns, or, you know, like, the really, Like, this, or the cavern like I went to was, like, an old moonshining cavern. And, like, yeah, whatever, it's cheesy, it's corny. But, like, really just take, like, the time to, like, appreciate just being, having the chance to be in the Urza. Yeah. Like,
oh, yeah, definitely. Caverns, like, if you get a chance to go to a cavern, do it. It's amazing. Yeah. It's beautiful. Like, it's so chilly and cold, but it's so beautiful. It's so nice. The energy in there is amazing. It's like, it's such pure earth energy.
Yeah.
Like, it's so crazy, like, just how pure that energy is. We went to Seneca a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. I think that's where I was.
Yeah. We went there. Me, Rowan, and the boys. We took a trip one summer.
You did the crystal dig, right?
Yeah, the gemstone mining, too.
I don't know if that's where I went. I think that's where we tried to go, and we ended up at a different cavern.
Yeah, there's a few. But that one was really fun. Like, they made you wear hard hats in that one, but...
Oh, cute. Yeah, the one I went to, they didn't make us wear anything particular because it was, like, an old moonshining place. And I got dripped on several times, like, on the top of my head from, like, the stalactites, from, like, the spring water dripping. And, you know, I commented about it, and the tour guide was like, oh, that's good luck. It's a kiss from the spring. And I'm just like, oh, thank you, Earth.
It really is. That's, like, a general thought. Like, if you're in a cavern and you get water dripped on you, it's good luck.
Oh, well, then I should be good, because it was, like, raining on me.
Yeah, it's really good luck to have that water. Because, again, like, it's the same kind of thing. Like, this is, like, such pure energy that's hitting you. And it's amazing. I highly recommend going, if you're really wanting a good grounding sesh,
yeah,
go to a cavern, go to your state's, like, national park.
Yeah, go to a state park, any kind of state-funded park in your state,
like, yeah,
is going to have really good energy because it's well-maintained. There's lots of people there. They're all just trying to enjoy nature. Just find a good spot. Get your feet in the ground. Just touch it. Be around it. Like, it just engulf yourself in nature, because that's really the only way to just fully experience grounding is to be in it. Like,
yeah, you have to
touch a big rock. Feel that
energy. Yeah, just like the falls. Mm-hmm. That is my favorite place. That's where I got married at, right next to the falls. Like, the energy there is amazing. It is. It's very well maintained because it's a state park.
Yeah,
they take care of it. The people, like, you get fined or, you know, whatever if you do, like, leave stuff there, or if you make a mess or whatever. And, like, I remember, like, we got married there, and we had, like, a lot of rules of cleanup. Like, we had to have all of this kind of stuff cleaned up. We had to use, if we were going to throw flowers or whatever, it had to be biodegradable, and it couldn't be seeds. Like, you couldn't throw seeds or anything like that. You couldn't, like, have anything that could plant. State parks have some serious, like, rules when it comes to having, like, big parties and stuff there.
But I think that's probably what contributes the most to the positive energy of, state and national parks, is because people care about what they look like and what the flora and fauna are getting out of people being there.
Yeah. Like, the falls especially, like, people really do take care of it. It's always nice there. Like, I don't think I've ever really seen it messed up.
Yeah.
At least that's really the places that I go to. It's always, like, just really nice.
You know, side note, kind of related, but also not, this is just now my new conspiracy theory, is that state and national forest rangers are fey.
Probably.
Fey in disguise. Because who else?
Fey in disguise. Who else would love the forest that much?
Honestly. And yell at you and fine you for messing up the forest.
For sure.
Like, before you even go into the state park, you have to just go in under the assumption that, like, I'm not going to leave a trace that I was here. I'm going to pick up after myself. I'm not going to carve my name into a tree. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It just seems very fey.
A little bit. just the beat.
Yeah, no, if you would have been in the tour with me in the caverns, you would have thought I was absolutely insane. Because I'm, like, walking through this little hallway. I've got both of my hands outstretched on the side, like, touching rocks and just, like, closing my eyes. Like, being a freaking creep.
That's not weird. No, that's not weird at all. Like, you go into those places to enjoy nature and to feel nature and to be, like, a part of nature. I don't think there's anything weird about it. I did the same thing.
Okay, good. I mean, it's just, and then I wouldn't recommend doing, like, a cavern or like a large tunnel system for like your first time grounding, because it's a lot of energy.
Oh yeah, it is.
Definitely do
some,
like your do yard
first.
Definitely do like your yard, or if you live in like an apartment, get some plants.
Experience grounding.
Small steps first.
Yeah, and just like anything, baby steps. Yes. I work up to the big stuff. But it is a wonderful experience to go through a cavern and, like, take the moment to just be in that cavern and, like, feel the energy of it and the water and everything like that. Like, it is just, it's beautiful. Like,
I think
I'm going to have to go to the caverns again.
Yeah, obviously, after this, we're going to have to, like, set up a date.
Yeah,
but I think
we're
going
to have to
just
go to the caverns.
I think the coolest thing about grounding is when you are, you know, really prime meditation, like prime grounding moment, that energy feels so old, but still so strong.
It does.
And it's familiar, which is weird.
Yeah.
But you know, we are of the earth. We return to the earth, you know. So it feels almost like past life energy. If I could, you know, assign it any kind of like whatever. That's kind of the same energy it feels to me. Like, I've been here before, but it's also been here way before me, kind of deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always been on Earth. You know, my whole life I've been on Earth. Been on the ground. So, of course, I've been here before, but, like, you know.
It's just, grounding is a very important part of your spiritual practice. It just is.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend trying. I know I don't get to ground as often as I'd like to, and sometimes my grounding is literally grabbing one of my gemstones and taking a moment to just kind of like feel it. But trying at least once a month to do a full grounding session, like actually skin to earth, is great. And sometimes you can't. I get it.
Yeah,
but
that's okay.
Try.
You can actually ground by submerging yourself in water. Whether that's a pond, lake, ocean, or bathtub. Because we talked about water being, you know, a conduit of energy.
Yep.
And, you know, it's all very interconnected.
It is.
Energy is energy, and, you know, it's here for us to take or absorb.
And
not take.
Absorb, give back.
Yeah,
transfer. And having Earth as our final series, like, is great because, one, it's the last element that you call when you're opening a circle and everything, but it's a foundational thing, and everything else kind of spins and ties and weaves together with it. So all the other elements really work together with it, water especially.
Yeah.
The air, like, as I said, whenever we went for our walk, like, the wind was blowing and it felt great, and, like, the sun, so the heat, the fire, it was out and it was shining on us, giving us like those great nutrients that the sun gives us, because everybody needs a little bit more vitamin D in their life.
Yeah,
100%.
I mean, you gotta think about like the actual balance that has to exist in the day for the day to exist.
Yeah,
like all of the elements are working to create, like, it's 82 degrees outside right now. Not a single cloud in the sky. The sun is shining and it's beautiful. Like, my backyard is dappled in shade and sun, and like, I want to be outside, and all of the elements have balanced perfectly for me to want to be outside. So I think after this episode, I'm going to go outside and ground because now I know.
Definitely do it. Yeah, definitely do it. I'm glad that I grounded before we recorded.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that. Like, I wanted to make sure I had done it before this episode, before we recorded, and I'm so happy I was able to do it. Not only, like, with my family, but also have a little bit of a solo grounding session. And I'm actually, we're not doing a challenge for Earth. We've already said this, but personally, I am challenging myself to do some sort of grounding exercise every day in April because I need it. Whether it be like physically grounding outside, carrying a palm stone with me, watching my water intake, playing with my animals, tending to plants, planting things. I also, one way, and a lot of people are going to be really upset about what I'm about to say.
Oh dear.
Sometimes the only way to fully ground yourself is to have a digital detox day.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something really bad.
No, but for some people that would be really bad.
I fully agree. Sometimes taking a break from literally everyone else's lives in the world is best for you.
And, like, it's really hard right now. And I know it's really hard right now with, like, everybody. Like, you work from home. So you're always digital. Like, in order to communicate with each other, we're digital, right? Like, and, like, for me, work is digital.
Yeah.
You know? So we need at least once a month, you need to take a moment and 8 hours, if you can, just no digital, nothing digital. Just go outside just for like 8 hours or just exist. Like, just enjoy something. Get a book.
Live your life.
An actual book. not an ebook or an audiobook. Like do something that doesn't involve electronics or technology in any way, shape, or form. Once a month.
Go for a bike ride.
Yeah, go for a bike ride. That's amazing. Go on a rail. We have rail trails and they're amazing. Like, go, if you live near a beach, go to the beach. If you live near a lake that is great too, go be on a lake. Yeah. Right? Like,
do anything that isn't digital.
Just turn off the world. For a little bit.
Just exist in the world without having to record it or capture it. Just exist and, you know, let that moment come and go. And you know what I mean? Because memory is not going to be forever. And that's fine. That's perfect. Nothing is forever.
Sometimes you need it. And if you want to catalog it, take a journal with you. Yes. Take paper and pencil with you and journal the experience of no technology. Like, I'd say an entire day with no technology would be like ideal, but it's not feasible, right? It just isn't. Especially nowadays, it's just not feasible. There's at some point you're gonna have to deal with technology if you're trying to you could start off small, like maybe 4 hours.
Yeah.
Or if you're like a really bad junkie when it comes to like being on social media and technology and your phone and computer and everything, try an hour.
Yeah.
Do one hour a day or something, or like a week, or do like an 8 hour period once a month or something. And like the difference that makes in your day and your life
there's something that happens when you step away from the digital world, and it's grounding yourself in reality. That opens you up spiritually to so much more experience wise because mentally you're present. And I really think that that's something that I'm going to strive to do more, because you're right. I live, my entire career is online.
Yeah.
And like, and it's exhausting. And it is. You know, my social media presence may, you know, lack a bit, but that's okay because I'm more than my social media presence.
For real, I think
some people will forget that.
I think, like, our generation and the generations younger than us have gotten into this mindset that if we don't have a media presence, if we're not on our social medias, then we're doing something wrong. And and especially, like, okay, we have a podcast, we should be on social media all the time. No, we shouldn't.
Yeah, no. I mean,
like, that's fine. like it's just not feasible to always be on social media when we're trying to promote a healthier spiritual lifestyle.
A balanced spiritual lifestyle.
A balanced spiritual lifestyle. What are we saying if we're constantly social media? Like, if we're all the time on social... It's not balanced, no. I think that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, and we even proved that of our balance when we went down to every other week for mm-hmm. our episodes. Like, this was... We found a balance that was what we needed spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. Like, and that is what we're trying to do. We're trying to help people achieve that.
Yeah.
And if we can't do it too, like...
If I can't practice what I'm trying to teach people, then who am I? You know, obviously something's wrong in my house.
Yeah. So I highly recommend. I did this, like, there was it was the summer before I got married. I did a digital detox once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the best thing ever.
Yeah, it's definitely a practice I'm going to try to pick up. Even if it's like a few hours in the evening. It's something I need. Just because, first off, my eyesight's going, so like...
Yeah, get one of those, get a pair of blue light glasses.
Yeah, I definitely need to restart. Start back wearing them. But
I have them at work. Anyways. But
I'd say that's a pretty good stopping point for today's episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to go outside and put my feet in the ground. I might dig a hole, sit in it. No, I'm kidding. No, just I'm definitely going to go just grass. Be outside. I'm just going to go be outside for a few minutes and just, you know, prep myself for the week that's coming. And, you know, I've got a lot going on. I've got some doctor's appointments. I've got a tattoo to get. You know, it's going to be a busy, hectic week. And I want to be centered and grounded for that. So if you like this episode, make sure to let us know.
Yeah. And I think a Sunday grounding is the best thing.
Tell us how you ground, if you ground.
Yeah.
Tell us if you've if you tried it this week. You know, I would love to hear, you know, that someone who hasn't tried to grounded this week or, you know, experienced something positive while outdoors, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely. As always, our social medias are linked in the show notes, and we will every once in a while post, as we said, we need a balance with social media. Sometimes it's just not going to happen. You know, like we have to balance all of these different parts of our lives. And hey guys, if we post on social media, we're doing like, we've allotted that time.
You're welcome. First of all. No, but you know, if you follow us on social media, we really do appreciate it. Well,
absolutely.
It a lot, because that tells me like we're doing a good job. You want to listen, you are listening, you know, and if you're out there listening now, thank you. I appreciate you, and I hope your week goes great.
Absolutely, and I 100% agree with everything you just said. It's always nice to see that we're doing something for someone. If you enjoy the podcast, as always, give us a review, give us likes, whatever, subscribe to
comment,
it.
Comment, share, all of that.
Yeah, whatever platform you use or whatever. If you use Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. I don't think you can do that kind of stuff on Spotify.
Oh, I don't... We gained 3 followers in the last 24 hours, so I would like on Instagram... I would like to say welcome to them. I don't know if this account is private, but hang on 1 second. This one is not private, so welcome Malia, and welcome Peachy Floof Boy, which looks like a kitty Instagram. I'm very excited for that. Looks like an adventure cat, so cute. And then
you know what? I know that name. They followed one of my other Instagrams too.
So welcome, welcome. And then welcome, Miss Sawyer. That's how I'll say that one. Welcome, Miss Sawyer. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following. And I hope you guys enjoy the content.
Absolutely. And we will catch you next time, where we are doing Beltane, right?
Yes, Beltane. Also, happy Beltane. Easter.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah. Happy Christian Zombie Day.
Yeah, Christian Zombie Day. Zombie Jesus Day. well, we'll catch you next time. As always, great to have listeners.
Yeah, always great to know that we're doing something. Something.
Yes.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Witchy Spellcast. Join us next week for some more magical goodness.